When does season 2 of Invincible premiere? Did I enjoy the Ahsoka series? And did I really just get married? Well, I talk about all that and more on this episode of The Toddcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Toddcast. As always, I'm your host, Ty McManus. And if you heard in the intro, yes, it is true, and it was mentioned probably a lot in the last episode, that, which actually, the day that last week's episode on November the 4th premiered was actually not only episode 200, and hope all of you enjoyed the 200th spectacular, but also it was my wedding that I was a part of. Of course, I was a part of it because I was the groom. Still can't really believe it. Still processing it, I guess, you know. I get to wear a ring now, which is fun, and I enjoy that very much. But yeah, so it was a good time. We really enjoyed it, and we thank everybody who came out and partook in the festivities of the wedding, you know. And, you know, wedding planning is a difficult thing. I was not a part of a lot of that, to be honest, but seems like it's pretty hard. But anyway, just to sum it all up, it was a good time. And I hope all of y'all that were there, that our listeners that were there, also enjoyed it as well. And yeah, and here's to a new chapter, not only this being episode 201, new chapter of the Toddcast, but also a new chapter in my life and my wife's life. So yeah. Anyway, let's go ahead and get into the episode. I wanted to go ahead and start with talking about the Ahsoka series over on Disney Plus. This being a Star Wars series, of course. I'll probably talk about a little bit of spoilers, so just spoiler warning in general for that. The show I thought was pretty good. I did, in fact, watch every episode. There was a lot more fighting with lightsabers than I thought there was going to be. And, you know, I enjoy that because I'm a big fan of the lightsaber duels and all that from the older movies. You know, like the prequels are the main ones that had a lot more lightsaber duels than the original movies. Because, I mean, episode 4 had a sucky kind of duel with Kenobi and Darth Vader. But then episode 5 and 6 both had separate duels with Luke and Vader. But the prequels, episode 1, 2, and 3, you know, you had your Qui-Gon and Kenobi against Darth Maul. And you had all of the duels in episode 2. And then Yoda against the Emperor in episode 3. But the most, you know, the most memorable, I guess you could say, from episode 3 was Anakin against Obi-Wan. But this series, I enjoyed it. You know, it was a lot going back to the Clone Wars animated show, as well as going back to the animated Star Wars Rebels series. And I enjoyed both of those. I actually rewatched all of the Clone Wars whenever Disney Plus first came out. I think in the end of 2019, I want to say. At the end of 2019, whenever that started, I think that's when Disney Plus began, because it was going, you know, pretty much getting close to COVID. And I rewatched all of the seasons of the Clone Wars, and I enjoyed all of the Clone Wars. I remember watching Rebels when I was younger, when it first came on normal TV, and I watched all of it, and I enjoyed it as well. But this series kind of followed up on that, with this series taking place after episode 6, after the second Death Star had been, you know, destroyed. The Emperor and Darth Vader are dead, or so we think about the Emperor anyway. But all is fine. And then next thing you know, you got the next big bad guy with Grand Admiral Thrawn, who is, you know, a great general, kind of like the third in command to the Empire, basically. He is the guy who could definitely run the Empire with the Emperor and Darth Vader now gone. So, he's just really smart. He doesn't really have any powers. Like, he doesn't wield a lightsaber. He can shoot a gun. But he's just super smart. And he can, like, predict anything that can happen. And that's just basically who he is, you know. There's probably more to him than I know of because I didn't read the books and those, like, Legends Star Wars books you can read. He was a big proponent and the big villain of those. But, of course, this story is changed up a little bit because compared to the books, because in the books it was followed up after episode 6 and what Thrawn was going to be the bad guy and Luke was going to fight him and all that kind of stuff. So, but yeah, I enjoyed all of the Ahsoka series. You know, it's sad that the actor who played Baylan, the actor, his name is Ray Stevenson, passed away after he finished filming all of the episodes. And his character was really good. I enjoyed his character a lot. He played a bad guy in the show, but he was a really good character. I enjoyed his character in the series. I wish we would get more in season 2. And hopefully, you know, it's one of those weird things that I hope that they do get someone else to play his character that can kind of look like him, you know. But it's just sad, you know, that he had to go and it was his time to leave this earth and we won't be able to see him play that character ever again because he passed away. So, yeah, it's a little sad, but hopefully they get somebody that can probably look like him to play Baylan in the Ahsoka series, because I think there's definitely going to be more to the series when they do a season 2 or some next part of it in something else. But what all this is coming down to is that this show is going to kind of tie in with the Book of Boba Fett, The Mandalorian, and all those stories that are happening in those shows that I think are going to all culminate in one big movie that's going to basically be like the Avengers of Star Wars coming together with Ahsoka and all the Star Wars Rebels crew, The Mandalorian, Boba Fett, and the other Mandalorians all coming together to join up and be a big group to fight Thrawn and his army of what seems like is going to be undead, basically zombie stormtroopers. So, you know, that would be a great movie. I would definitely watch that. I would go to the theaters and watch that. There's not much in theaters I would go watch right now, but that movie would definitely be something I would go and see. So, yeah, that's basically it. I would give this show maybe like an 8 out of 10. Because I enjoyed it and it was good overall, but it's definitely one that's setting up for more to come. So, well, I don't know if y'all heard that in the background. It is very windy outside, I can hear, and it thundered. So, I don't know if you heard that, but that's definitely something that's going on. But yeah, so also something that has happened, that has already happened as of this episode being premiered and released, that season 2 of Invincible has finally premiered. I have not watched the first episodes yet, but it premiered on November the 3rd. So if you want to check that out, it is over on Amazon Prime. Season 1 is fully on Amazon Prime, which came out like 2 or 3 years ago. And that was one of the best shows on Amazon, probably the best show other than The Boys on Amazon Prime. I enjoyed it very much. But if you have any interest in like superhero shows or anything like that, this show that's not Marvel or DC, this series is based off of a comic book and it is animated and it is quite violent and bloody. So, but I really like it. I really enjoy it. Season 2, the first 4 episodes are now on Amazon Prime, and we will have to wait for the second 4 episodes to be on Prime in the coming months. I think maybe February or March, but we will have to wait and see. But when I do watch it, I will let y'all know. Also, the next Marvel movie has already premiered in theaters. The Marvels, which is Captain Marvel, Miss Marvel, and I don't know her name. I have forgot her name. She was in WandaVision. It wasn't Wanda. It was I guess you could call her. She was more of a main character in that show. But the three of them are in it, and I kind of don't understand it. But if I go see it, I'll let y'all know. But I've already talked about it in length about Marvel doing weird stuff, and they have too many loose ends that they need to try and catch up on, that, you know, they're only going to be putting out 2 to 3, maybe even 4 movies a year, and maybe 3 or 4 series a year, and they keep creating more and more, but there's loose ends that need to get tied up before they do anything else. So I don't know. It's like they're almost creating an entire new universe almost, because that's kind of what they are doing, is that they're creating like a bigger universe with more characters, more movies, more highlight on things to go towards all of them fighting Kang the Conqueror. So I don't know. You know, they had something special, and they did something really good when what they did with from Iron Man all the way up until Avengers Endgame. And I mean, everybody, like Marvel had everyone wrapped around their finger for Infinity War and Endgame, because it was just nonstop. Everybody knew about it. Like, people I wouldn't have even expect to be interested in Marvel were sad about Infinity War, about, you know, Thanos doing the snap, and he basically won at the end of Infinity War. And then they were waiting, and everyone was waiting for Endgame to come out, which came out a year later. And they were just really good at that. Marvel was just so good at capturing people's attention, which, you know, nowadays they can still do that, but it's just kind of difficult after what they did with No Way Home. And, you know, Marvel considers, or not Marvel, but I think the general public of people kind of consider that era of Infinity War, basically what started with Infinity War all the way to Spider-Man No Way Home, as like peak Marvel. That was, you know, everybody teaming up, Thanos won, and then everybody coming back with Captain Marvel now to, you know, go through back in time and get Thanos, and now they're fighting, and everybody's there, and they win, and Iron Man sacrifices himself, and Captain America's old, and then they did, you know, Shang-Chi, and they did the second Spider-Man movie after that, and then they did all of that, and then when they got to Spider-Man No Way Home, which had all three of the Spider-Man, that was like peak Marvel moment of standing up in the theater and cheering. Because it was me, John, and Jaren who went to that opening weekend of Spider-Man No Way Home to see if Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire Spider-Man were going to show up in that movie. And when they did, it was nuts. Like, if you weren't there, it's a you had to be there type moment. Because it was insane that happened, and the amount of applause that was put out during that movie was just nuts, you know. And that's just something that Marvel's going to have to try and recapture nowadays. So, am I looking forward to seeing what they do? Yeah, I'm interested in seeing what they do. I don't even know what the next Marvel movie is after this one, after the Marvels. So, I'll have to look that up. But, yeah, that's my Marvel spiel. It's pretty much the same thing I've been saying for, like, months now. But, yeah. So, Marvels has already premiered in theaters as of November the 10th, the day before this episode releases, of course. So, when you listen to this, the Marvels is already in theaters. So, go check that out if you're interested in that. And, like I said before that, Season 2 of Invincible is already on Amazon Prime. So check that out as well. You won't regret it, because that show is really good. So with all that being said, we're going to go ahead and get into some questions. I got 2 questions here. If you ever want to ask a question and have it be answered by me on a future episode, there's a link down in the description. Click or tap on that. It'll take you to my YouTube channel. And once you get there, comment on one of the videos. And you can comment a question. You can comment a drink or food item that you want me to review. So just comment basically whatever you want, and I'll answer your question or review your suggestion of a food or drink item on a future episode. So I've got two questions here, and then after that, we're going to do a little bit of a drink review. So the two questions I got, we're going to go ahead and start off with this one, is you can only eat one of these types of chips for the rest of your life. Okay, interesting. It's a good one. And we got four choices, so y'all can play along at home. So you can only have one of these four, one of these types for the rest of your life. Doritos, Fritos, Tostitos, or Ruffles. I like how just Lay's isn't on here. So I'm 24 years old, and let's say I live until like I'm 90 or 100 years old. Doritos, Fritos, Tostitos, or Ruffles. Well, I want to go by process of elimination. Ruffles is out because I don't really eat that many Ruffles. I don't kind of really care for Ruffles. I should do a Ruffles tier list of some different flavors in the future. That's an idea that I'm going to probably do, is a Ruffles flavors review and tier list. So Ruffles is out. I don't really eat that many Fritos because other than just eating them like they are and doing like a Frito chili pie, what else do you use Fritos for, you know? Because they're good corn chips, you know, they're real thick, they got a good crunch. So Fritos is out, and it's down to Doritos and Tostitos. Doritos or Tostitos for the rest of my life. You know, I mean, this is going to sound weird, but you're just going to have to stick with me. I'm going to pick Tostitos as the one type of chips that I could only eat for the rest of my life. The reason is that, one, Tostitos are pretty good by themselves. Like the big ones, the little bite-sized round ones, they make corn-style tortilla chips that are really good. But having a Dorito and dipping it in queso does not sound good. So doing that with a Tostito chip sounds way better and is way better because I'm not dipping, you know, Cool Ranch or a nacho cheese Dorito into queso or salsa. So Tostitos, while they are good by themselves, they are also pretty good with other things like queso and salsa. So that's probably why I'm going to choose Tostitos as the one brand of chip that I would eat for the rest of my life. So yeah. So I would choose Tostitos out of those four. The next question we have is, do you have a preferred alcoholic drink? What is my drink of choice? That's a good question. I don't really drink that often, as in alcohol. I mean, I drink tons of Diet Coke. that's my addiction. I'm not an alcoholic. I'm a Diet Coke addict, is what you could say I am. More so probably the caffeine that's in it more than the Diet Coke, but yeah, you understand. I mean, if we're talking like drinks from like a bar, like bartending drink, I probably don't have one of those because I really haven't tried anything other than like maybe a margarita or, you know, some, or pina colada, stuff like that. But I've never had, you know, a rum and coke or a Jack and Coke or, you know, an electric lemonade is one I want to try. You know, it's like a blue lemonade. It looks cool. What else you got? Like old fashioned, Manhattan, martini, those types of drinks. Like I've never really tried most of them, so that wouldn't be my preferred drink. If we were to go with preferred alcoholic drinks for me, we would have to go something out of a bottle or out of a can. Not beer, because too much beer, not too much, all beer definitely tastes bad or like pee. So that's that. So it's definitely not a beer. It would probably have to be some type of like Smirnoff Ice or Mike's Hard Lemonade is what it would have to be, because like Mike's Hard Lemonade, good. I like it. I remember one that I would have was a Smirnoff Ice, and it was the pink lemonade flavor. That was pretty good. If you like pink lemonade, Smirnoff's Ice pink lemonade drink is really good. And for some reason, I just used to drink a lot of Fireball. Not really a lot, but Fireball, if you ever like have a sinus infection and you can drink alcohol and you're legal enough to buy it and drink it, Fireball is an easy way and an easy fix to get rid of a sinus infection. Or if you got, you know, snotty nose and you got, you know, you need to blow your nose, or you got, you know, it's all clogged up in there, drink you like a shot of Fireball, and I'm telling you, that will clear your sinuses out in a jiffy, because it is unreal. Like, I guess it's the amount of cinnamon in it or something, but there's something in it that is like, you know, it's weird. There's something in it that like, and that's why I keep saying it's a cinnamon, that it makes that how it's supposed to be, like that, you know, that it can just clear you out. And it does with me, you know, it really opens me up. So yeah, so I guess I'd say my preferred drink is probably like a Smirnoff Ice in a bottle, probably, because I'm drinking more for the flavor, not for the alcohol. If I wanted to drink for the alcohol and I didn't really care what flavor it was, I'd probably drink beer because they all suck anyway. So I would probably just go with some Smirnoff Ice because I'm a flavor profile person. So, but yeah, if I liked, you know, if I was able to, like, whenever I like, because I do want to kind of learn bartending, that's like a skill, I guess you could say, that I would like to know, just because, you know, just why not? I don't want to become a bartender, but I want to know how to like make my own drinks, you know, that seems pretty cool, being with a shaker and shaking it and all that kind of stuff, you know. That's just from watching a lot of Bar Rescue anyway. But yeah, if I could like make my own drinks and put like less amount of alcohol in it, then I think I would like that better than some of the more alcoholic drinks. So yeah, that's what I would probably do. But yeah, to answer your question fully, my preferred drink is probably, like I said, it's got to be a Smirnoff Ice Mike's Hard Lemonade type drink, because I'm not going to like anything else that's too alcoholic. So thank you for those questions. And if you have any questions, you can submit them in the comments on the YouTube channel. And we're going to go ahead and do a drink review. And it's a good thing you said about alcoholic drinks. I have two alcoholic drinks here with me right now. I have got a Smirnoff Ice that I guess I should try first, since I've already said it and I was talking about it. I have got a Smirnoff Ice Smash, and it is screwdriver flavored. So it is 8% alcohol. It's a whole pint of drink because it's a gigantic can. It's a premium malt beverage with natural flavors, certified in caramel colors, brewed and bottled in Plainfield, Illinois. Interesting. So, but it's a gigantic can. So let's go ahead and open this. Oh, all right. A nice orangey color to it. It's got an orange juice smell to it. So Smirnoff Ice screwdriver, let's go ahead and give this a try. Okay, interesting. That alcohol, it really hits you. Oh, you could definitely tell I'm not a drinker. Smirnoff Ice Smash, screwdriver flavored. It's good. It definitely has a, you know, that alcoholic quality of making me shiver after I drink so many sips of it. It's only 8% though, which isn't bad for, since it's just a gigantic can. It definitely, I don't know what they were going for here, because it's not orange soda. It definitely smells like orange juice, and it tastes like Sunny D. And Sunny D is neither juice nor soda. So, an orange soda is one of my favorite types of sodas anyway. So, but this Smirnoff Ice Smash screwdriver flavor, on the scale of 0 to 100 with no decimals, I would probably rank this at a... I'd give it a 76. I would try this again, probably. I'm probably not going to drink much more of it. You know, that I don't really want to drink a whole lot of that in the middle of the day right now. But yeah, it tastes all right. I can get behind that. So, Smirnoff Ice Smash Screwdriver is a 76. So, the next one we have here is Seagram's Escapes Jamaican Me Happy, which is lemon, strawberry, watermelon, and guava flavors. It's in a can, and it's also 3.2% alcohol, which is quite low for alcoholic drinks in a can anyway. It's got a nice fruity smell to it. So, Seagram's Jamaican Me Happy. Let's go ahead and give this a try. Okay, interesting. It definitely... It's a very... Since it's only 3.2% alcohol, it's very small and subtle to even notice the alcohol in it. It kind of just tastes like a Jolly Rancher. So it's got a nice fruity flavor to it with very subtle hint of alcohol. Heard that nice slurping, didn't you? It's okay. The flavor to it just isn't that good to me. I would give this a... Honestly, here, let me try the other one first. Let me try the screwdriver to determine whether I want to rank it higher or lower than this. I might rank it lower than the screwdriver, honestly. I'd give the Seagram's a 71 because, yeah, it's okay. It's the fruity flavor that gets me. I don't know if it's the strawberry, lemon, watermelon, or guava flavors, but... Oh, excuse me. I'm getting the burps now. But it's just kind of, you know, a lot of fruit that kind of doesn't go together, in my opinion. Oh, excuse me. I'm dying now. But yeah, they have like, it's a weird combination of flavors, and they don't taste that right, and it just has 3.2% alcohol, and which isn't a lot, but it's definitely, you know, very subtle to the taste buds, but the flavor itself just isn't there for me. So that's why I give the Seagram's Jamaican Me Happy a 71 and Smirnoff Ice Smash Screwdriver a 76. So there we go. So yeah, they're pretty good. You can try them if you want. If you want to see a picture of them, you can head on over to the Toddcast official Instagram page at @the_Toddcast_. And yeah, so with this being episode 201 and the start of the 200s of the Toddcast, and we are getting ever so closer to the 4-year anniversary in January, there is going to be an episode in January that I'm going to have a big announcement. So make sure you stay tuned to every episode up until then and afterwards, of course. And you can listen to all the episodes in the past because they're all available on podcast providers and majority of them available on my YouTube channel, which is the link down in the description of this episode as well. So I think that's going to do it for this episode. As always, please rate and subscribe. And if you're listening on YouTube, please like, comment, subscribe, and click that bell to get notified when new videos are uploaded. And make sure you follow the Toddcast on Instagram, like I've said before, for all your updates and Toddcast needs. Tell your friends and family to give it a listen, and thank all of you once again for listening to this episode. And if you want to know what's going to happen next week, we just kind of tune in to find out, only on the Toddcast.